Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 35. We are in the book Gateway to Happiness, chapter 6, which is an extremely important chapter called Realizing One's Self-Worth. In the Shalom Bayis Shiurim Fridays, we base a lot of the Shiurim then on Tikkun HaMidos, and based a lot on Svarim of Rav Zelig Pliskin and others. We covered kindness, we covered serenity, which is Menuchas HaNefesh, and we are now in self-esteem, which is connected to self-worth, which we're expanding upon, not just his Sefer, but many other Svarim. So this is that topic, which is extremely crucial. Because a person who has low self-esteem will usually feel needlessly unhappy. And when one feels he is inferior to others, he is likely to feel miserable. Since humility is a great virtue and arrogance a great fault, the importance of feeling self-esteem is often overlooked. It's overlooked because very often people view self-esteem equals arrogance, which is a false notion, which we're going to explain why that is. So to be happy and to accomplish in life, you need to have positive feelings about yourself while avoiding conceit. That is true anava. True anava, we said many times, is not discounting your good qualities, but being fully aware of them, but just recognizing that the gift of those qualities come from Hashem and only Hashem. And if you have that awareness, then the acknowledgement of your abilities will lift yourself up and you'll have a simcha and you'll feel accomplished in life. To have a drive in life is healthy. That is not arrogance. To be conceited, that's arrogance. A person who realizes the greatness that it's inherent in every single person, the Tzelem Elokim, the image of God in every person, will recognize his own greatness in his Tzelem Elokim, and by doing so, he will watch his behavior, she will watch her behavior, not to do anything that would be beneath the dignity of the person who is elevated. Recognizing your Tzelem Elokim is not arrogance, it is humility. The Tzelem Elokim, the image of God within every person, is a gift from Hashem. So you're not going to be arrogant because of a gift from Hashem. As long as you recognize it's a gift, then you take that gift and go with it. Hashem put it in you to use it properly. The Rambam on Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel says that one who considers himself inferior will not be careful with his or her behavior. So this concept of false humility, what people call anava, very often is not healthy. This inferiority complex is not healthy anava. If you look at the Chayvus Alvavus, there's a Shar Hakniya, Shar of Humility, Ravigdor Miller. They just published recently a beautiful pirish on that Shar. And also the lowest level is just the simple feeling down and bad about yourself. That's not true Kaniya. That's not true humility. Inferiority leads to unhealthy behavior. If you feel inferior, you will not be careful with your behavior. You need to feel elevated, that you have value, and then you will control that aspect of your Yetzer Hara with Hashem's help, and not allow inferiority to create a lax in your behavior. But again, you're not overly hard with yourself either. And therefore, that's very, very important to know. If you consider yourself wicked, you are already prone to do all kinds of negative things. And you will not try to acquire positive traits. Your negative attitude about yourself will keep you empty of the midos, the true value that you have. This is brought down in Sefer HaMidos of the Me'iri, which is a likut of the Me'iri on Shas. Highly recommended, by the way, for people who want to learn Gemara with the simple, clear meaning. The Me'iri is a beautifully written, recommended Sefer of a Rishon that just was discovered. He was known, but his writings were published and found in museums in the 1950s. Beis HaBechira, it's called, I believe. If one wishes to elevate himself, they must be aware of their own self-worth, to recognize one's own stature and his ancestor's stature. This doesn't mean yichus, that I come from this Rebbe or that Rav, but that you come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The idea of the first bracha of Shmoyne Esrei is taking pride, healthy pride, in your heritage. And a ger who adopts Judaism is always connected to Avram in particular. All three of us, actually, Elikeinu v'Elikei Avoseinu, they can say, because their neshama is there, even though biologically they may not be, but they could say that, and it's an MS, because they are connected to Avram, not just Avram, but to Yitzhak and Yaakov as well, but certainly Avram is their main connector to a ger. And we also have to connect all the way back to Avram Avinu. This is the healthy aspects of elevating oneself based on the stature of Avram Avinu. A stature of Avram Avinu. One who wishes to elevate oneself, they need to be aware of their own self-worth, to recognize stature, the awareness of the greatness of one's ancestors. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov gives us an incentive to reach their level of greatness. The Sfasemis, by the way, says, how is that possible? We can't even get to their toenails. But again, how will I reach it? Doesn't mean to reach it, it means to touch it. We touch upon it. By every kindness we do, connecting to the others, we connect to Avraham Avinu. Through every tefillah or self-discipline, self-sacrifice that we do, we connect to Yitzhak Avinu. For every word of Torah we learn, of doing, being erlich in business, like Yaakov was erlich in Lavan's house, or his rachmanis, a midah of teferes, we connect to Yaakov. So the awareness of our avais, elikei Avraham, elikei Yitzchak, elikei Yaakov, gives us an incentive to try to reach and aspire towards that. And we would be embarrassed if we did anything improper. And the Rabbeinu Yoina has a Shar Avodah. The idea is you say to yourself, I am too great, I am too important to lower myself to do this wrong act. You take value in that. If a person is unaware of his value, it is easy for him to behave in a lowly manner because you do not value yourself. If a person does not consider himself an important person, he will not free himself from negative habits. It's a pella. This is brought down in his sources, Rabbi Aaron of Karlin, from a Sefer Dardeya. Again, this sounds like arrogance. What do you mean, not consider yourself an important person? Who are you? Right? Anoichi off of the Efer, we're told. And it's true, you have to use that sometimes, that I'm dust and ashes. Or nachnu ma, we are nothing. Or like David HaMelech said, Anoichi toilas v'lo yish. I'm like a worm, I'm not a man. But at the same time, the flip side of it, I'm an important person, not intrinsically because of me, my own doings. Hashem put in me a Tzelem Elikim. Hashem put in me a Nishmas Yisrael. and I have value as a result. Therefore, I'm going to behave accordingly. What a person believes about himself or herself and the ability serves as a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you feel inferior, it'll influence your actual capabilities, and you will act inferior. If you view yourself as untalented, you will manifest this untalent aspect. You feel unimportant or incapable, that all this will influence the actual ability. Your potential is way beyond what you believe it to be. Therefore, one self-concept determines a lot based on what one actually can do. That's why the Tzemach Tzedek, when he said the famous line, Trach gut vet sein gut, think good and it will be good, because it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You think good, it'll bring out good things. You think good about yourself, it'll elevate you. You have the ability to change your self-concept about yourself. So Raron Kalin advised people to consider themselves important. That enables them to strive for a higher, greater accomplishment. It is well known that hardly anyone utilizes their entire capabilities. We use only a fraction of our mental capabilities, of our emotional capabilities, of our spiritual capabilities. Very few people use a high percent of their potential. And if they start using it, they could accomplish so much more beyond what they realize they could accomplish. We underestimate our abilities and we need to grow. Most negative traits come from discouragement. Yes, you could have some negative traits coming from arrogance and from narcissism and blown up self-image, true. But very often many negative traits stem from discouragement. A person whose faulty traits that he has within him or her, they do not think of themselves in elevated terms. And they believe that they do not have the inner strength to overcome these negative things. They don't have that potential. In actuality, they actually do have that potential. And when you start recognizing your potential, then you could reach elevated heights. It's brought down that the Chazon Ish once wrote to a close student who was very humble. It's brought down in the Sefer Teres HaNefesh, page 99. And he says as follows, it would be preferable if you had a bit of conceit. This would help you fight fatigue and laziness. Because you are so humble, you are only using your good inclination. And it would be preferable if you could use both your good and bad inclinations. Maybe that's the Shminis Shemeshminis of Gaiva. You're supposed to feel that. So when you work on yourself, you need a self-love. The problem is, again, in American culture these days, the woke community, self-love defines itself into a lack of responsibility altogether. You can do whatever you want. That's not what we mean here. But we need a healthy self-love. To look for honor and pleasure in a positive way will remove the negative tendencies of that. Love and acquire honor. And the Chazon Ish talks about it. Know where in Emunah V'Tochen, Perek Dalet, know where your real happiness is to be found. Be aware of what is true kavod. What is true kavod? The mastery of Torah. Acquiring the traits of anava, healthy anava, running away from honor. Happiness rests in freeing yourself of your natural tendencies and desires. But again, by uplifting yourself, by bringing yourself up. Therefore, a person who is unhappy needs to be very careful about when they're trying to work on humility. Or if they're discouraged, they have to be very careful when they're learning about anava. You need a Rebbe, says the Ali Shur, Rabbi Welby. Because a person that is unhappy or discouraged needs more to work on focusing on their virtues than working on focusing on their negative aspects. They need, people who are unhappy and discouraged, they need more to work on their strengths more than their weaknesses. Focusing on faults and shortcomings is likely to destroy the small amount of simcha that they do have, and it could cause a tremendous amount of damage. And we really need to work towards changing that attitude and mode within us, and to work better at valuing our worth, and that elevates us to a great degree with a simcha and with a self-confidence that's healthy. Bracha natzlacha.